It's time for us to return to the Motown vaults. We start off with a visit to the score of 1964's Funny Girl, which was given the Diana Ross and the Supremes treatment in 1968. I'm Leo Green. Welcome to In Love with Motown.
If you live your life, life is bound to teach you that you have a life, lest you let life reach you. I've been a damned machine. Push a button and I dance. Turn a handle and I sing. Now this machine will fly, and just one guy will wind the spring. Don't tell me not to fly, I've simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a bowl of butter. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade? I'm on my band out, I beat my drum. And if I band out, you'll turn it back, sir. At least I didn't fake it, a hat, sir. I guess I didn't make it. But whether I'm a rose of sheer perfection, a freckle on the nose of life's complexion, a cinder, a shiny apple of an eye,
right, sir.
Ooh, life is juicy, juicy, and you see, I gotta have my bite, sir. Get ready for my love, cause I'm a comer. That simply gotta march my heart to drummer. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Oh. Yes, sir. No, sir.
The Supremes getting this Motown session started, and that's from their album celebrating the musical Funny Girl. Well, thank you very much for tuning in. I do hope all's well with you. This song, written by Smokey Robinson, had originally been recorded and released by The Supremes, which had been one of the very few records, actually, where all three of their singers equally shared the lead vocals. Now, obviously, we've just heard The Supremes, so let's share the Motown love and hear from The Marvelettes, who did the honor with this one in 1972.
One night you held me tight and whispered in my ear all night sweet words I never heard. And I believed every word. Next day you came my way without a word to say.
You passed me by.
The Marvelettes, forever in the history books as the group who would give the label its very first hit with Please Mr. Postman in 1961. Time to hear how In Love with Motown, one of our UK acts, is now, and this features the voice of a guy who spent large chunks of his life gracing the West End stage in The Lion King. He did Les Mis, he did a musical about Doris Troy's life called Mama I Wanna Sing. He's done many, many others, and I was lucky enough to work with him once, funnily enough, on a Motown project for Berry Gordy. I'll tell you about that another time. And aside from having a fabulous voice, he's also a thoroughly, thoroughly nice man. Here he is, beautifully paying his respects to Stevie Wonder.
Where has my love gone? How can I go on? It seems the love has gone up. My spirit, I'm nowhere near it. Oh yes, my love has gone astray, but I blame it on the sun that didn't fill the sky. I blame it on the wind. Blaming all the time that never was enough. Blaming all the tide and the sun. But my heart blames it on me. Who poured the love out? What made down. Is peace not here for me to see? Wish I could tell you what I am feeling, but words won't come. Blaming on the sun that didn't fill the sky. I blame it on the birds and trees. I blame it on the day that ended once too soon. I blame it on the nights that could not be. But my heart blames it on.
Gorgeous. That's the voice of Sean Escoffrey singing Stevie Wonder here on In Love with Motown with me, Leo Green. We've heard the voice of Kim Weston in these shows duetting with Marvin Gaye, but I don't think we've heard any of her solo recordings yet, so let's address that one. This song had originally featured as the B-side for Martha Reeves' Heatwave in 1963, and it's textbook heartache and unrequited love from Holland Dozier Holland. Here's Kim, who I'm happy to report recently just turned 81. And just check out how the musical intro of the song gets our attention with its spiky melody, and then the Funk Brothers accompaniment just kind of simmers down to sit under Kim's voice, giving us the most perfect 3-minute sonic tonic to whatever's going on in our lives.
I broke your heart. Whoa!
I love you.
Weston singing the words and music of Motown's in-house writer-producers, Holland Dozier Holland. Another of the Motown female voices who contributed so much to the label's success now, and I'm talking about Mary Wells. Obviously, she had a huge hit with My Guy. But like so many, her career was so much more than just one song. This one, though, was her very first single for the label, and she still sounded like the raspy gospel singer that she'd started out as before the Motown producers sweetened her voice up, which they claimed helped make My Guy such a hit. But here is how she sounded when she first arrived at Motown at the end of 1960. First Motown release there for Mary Wells. We started this episode with Diana Ross and the Supremes singing from the musical Funny Girl. And here's another instance of a Motown singer recording material you might be surprised they tackled. Marvin Gaye was a huge fan of show tunes and in fact had started off singing songs from the Great American Songbook. In 1964, he recorded a selection of his favorite show tunes, one of which was this, from the score of Funny Girl.
People who need people,
We're children, just needing other children. And yet letting our grown-up pride hide all the need inside. Acting more like children than children. Yes, lovers are very special people. One person, one very special person. Well, a feeling that's deep in your soul says you were half, now you're whole. No more hunger and thirst, but first be a person who needs people. Well, people who need people. Are the luckiest people in the
Marvin Gaye. We finish off today with another Brit paying his respects to the label, showing us how in love he'd been with Motown since he first heard the records as a kid. In 2010, he hired the remaining members of Motown's house band, the Funk Brothers, and dedicated an entire album to Motown material. Here's Phil Collins.
Sweet!
Collins concluding matters for us here on In Love with Motown with me, Leo Green. Thank you very much for listening. Check out the website when you'll find out when the next episode is on. And you can, of course, listen to this one again via our Listen Again page. This is LGRadio.online. Thanks for listening.